you look at the competition at Loch, and then you think of the fact that Ryan Baird had a concussion, then you think of guys like Tom O'Hearn coming through the system. He probably needed to come on and be really explosive and dynamic.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Neil Doak is confirmed as the new Ireland under 20 head coach. Ulster assistant Dan Soper on the must-win nature of their Investec Champions Cup fixture with Bordeaux. And Lawrence Dallaglio pays tribute to his missing former teammate Tom Voyce. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Neil Doak has been confirmed as the new Ireland under 20 head coach. The IRFU are essentially robbing Peter to pay Paul, with Ulster Academy coach Doak taking over from Richie Murphy, who joined Ulster as interim head coach in April, signing a 2-year deal the following month. Doak has also worked as an attacks and backs consultant with the Georgian national team. He was a senior coach working with Willie Falloon at this past summer's World Under 20 Rugby Championship in South Africa. Interestingly, Falloon, who had been defence coach under Murphy, is not part of the backroom staff named with Doak today. Former Munster fly half Ian Keighley does keep his place as attacks and backs coach. He's joined on that coaching ticket by former Connacht lock Andrew Brown and Seamus Toomey. Ulster assistant coach Dan Soper has described Saturday's Pool 1 fixture with Bordeaux in the Investec Champions Cup as a must win. Sunday's thumping in Toulouse leaves Ulster bottom of their pool, with games against Premiership giants Leicester and Exeter to come on the other side of Christmas. Soper says the way in which the squad react to their huge defeat in the south of France will say a lot about them this week.
Yep, definitely. I know it sounds ridiculous given, you know, if you just look at it by the scoreline, but if you look at some of the things from the weekend, some of the maul defence, the scrum, you know, some things that maybe have been, you know, creaking a wee bit over recent times, actually some of those young guys took a big step forward in terms of how they did against Toulouse. The thing is then, when you play a team like Toulouse, like Bordeaux at the top, Leinster, they keep asking those questions, don't they? They ask them relentlessly for 80 minutes, and you might get it right 2, 3, 4 times, but they keep coming back for 5, 6, 7 questions, and that's at the very top. That's the tough thing, isn't it? It's 80 minutes and being on the whole time, and as a young player, that's often having that ability to stay in the moment. Moment after moment after moment is the real learning. So we're seeing them get things, you know, improving on things, and I've no doubt we'll get better this week from some of the things from last week. It's can we be better in every moment of the game? And do you know what? We probably won't be, because, like, only the very, very, very top teams are able to do that, and we're not quite there yet, but we would hope to see an improvement from where we were last week.
The Ulster assistant believes there's not much difference, though, between the approaches of Toulouse and Bordeaux.
They're very similar in a lot of ways, aren't they? Like a massive forward pack that can, you know, suck the life out of you up front with their set piece, and, you know, backs who have an incredible ability to turn moments of nothing into something quite spectacular. And that's the two main threats that they possess. They have, you know, you saw on the weekend, Toulouse have some pretty impactful breakdown threats, and they can really get into your attack, as Toulouse did on the weekend, and Bordeaux are no different. They have those sort of threats that can really stop the flow of your attack as well. So we need to be better in those three areas, really. Can we deal with what's coming up front? Can we stay in the moment to not allow their backs to have those transitional moments? And can we sort our breakdown out that allows us to get our attack into a bit of flow in the game?
As mentioned here on Rugby Daily, on Monday, Ulster winger Aaron Sexton is to try his hand with the NFL. He's heading to the IMG Academy in Florida in January as part of the international player pathway. But Soper isn't fearing a mass exodus to the other oval bald game.
I think, firstly, it's a brilliant opportunity for Aaron, as we are to see him go, you can't deny it's a hell of an opportunity. I don't know if it's something we'd need to worry about, that all of a sudden over in the US, they haven't got enough athletes to fill the spots, and so they start coming over to Ireland and picking up the best of what we've got. But it's a great opportunity. Like, there's been a sprinkling of them over the last number of years. I would imagine that will continue, but it's not something we're particularly worried that we're going to have a exodus to the States to play NFL.
Off the Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Rugby Australia are making contingency plans should Joe Schmidt leave them in the lurch for the 2027 World Cup. The former Ireland boss is only contracted until the end of next summer's Lions tour of Australia, with talks over an extension due to take place following a family holiday here in Ireland. The Wallabies under Schmidt have been a much improved outfit, beating England and Wales last month and running the All Blacks close in Sydney in September. Rugby Australia CEO Phil Waugh says further talks are due to take place with Schmidt as soon as possible.
We've been working through with Joe. He's still overseas and coming back this week. So we expect to sit down with Joe and work through the plan post-Lions. As we've said, and a really important point that we continue to make, is that we do what we say we're going to do. And Joe is always committed through to the end of the Lions. We've done a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of progress in the Wallaby environment. He's surrounded himself with really good people. Now it's important to give players and staff certainty post the Lions, and we'll work through that over the next few weeks.
Waugh's been asked if they have a plan B should Schmidt say no to their advances, with a member of Schmidt's Ireland staff potentially that plan B.
Well, I think like all businesses, you should always have contingency plans. So, of course, we're working through what that contingency may be if Joe chooses to finish up at the end of the British and Irish Lions tour. So, we're working through what that may look like, which is appropriate business practice for when you don't have certainty of an outcome.
Do you see someone from Australia stepping up?
Well, I think Joe was quite overt around the fact that he saw his responsibility in elevating Australian rugby, but also providing a platform for an Australian to take over when he does finish up. So I think we've got, if you look across our Super Rugby clubs now, the four head coaches across the system, Simon Cron's a very strong coach of the Force. You've got Stephen Larkham at the Brumbies, Les Kiss in Queensland, and Dan McKellar at New South Wales. We've got four very strong coaches in our system. So, I think that we're well positioned. As I said, it's not just about the Wallaby head coach. It's around actually building capability across the system, which I think we've done in the last 12 months.
Finally, former England captain Lawrence Dallaglio has called for respect for the family of his missing former teammate Tom Voice. 43-year-old Voice is presumed dead after he attempted to cross Aberwick Ford in his car when the vehicle was pulled along with the current of the River Allen in Northumberland. It had been flooded following Storm Dara. Voice won 2 Heineken Cups during his time with Wasps and earned 9 caps for England. He also played for Bath, Gloucester and London Welsh. Dallaglio, who lost his sister in 1989's Marchioness disaster, wrote on Twitter, "It's the most horrific news, and all I would say at this juncture is that please let us all respect Tom's family and their suffering right now and keep them in our thoughts. Having experienced the same emotions myself when Francesca was missing and presumed dead, her body wasn't recovered for 4 days after the Marchioness sank. It's just such a tragedy. Sending all my love." That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks so much for listening.